Obituary.
I like this. It's about time we play a good song, Ryan.
Tell you a tale of someone you may know. Expressing hopes and dreams and love of where they were meant to go.
How do I top this?
No, it's tough. It's good, dude.
Wow. Yeah, I like it.
I like it a lot.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Man Room Radio, the show where we sit in my garage and listen to smooth, buttery songs. I'm your host, Levi. With me, another host, Gio.
Hey, everybody. And the defensive coordinator for the Ravens says the Pittsburgh Steelers are still dangerous without Le'Veon Bell. That's my fun fact.
Excellent. And with me, a man who once drank three LaCroix and didn't throw up, Ryan.
That was We Are Music by Jeva Bangerter, otherwise known as Lil Jeff.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize that that's who that was.
You know the guy in person.
He's
on Spotify.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I just played that off of Spotify off of his album Rachuelo. Dude, I think we said that right.
When did Little Jeff make an album?
I don't know. He's got like 14 songs on there.
That's sick, and that sounded so good.
Yeah.
And if this was Pandora, I would have thumbs up it.
Nice. Yes.
Speaking of Spotify, we're on Spotify now.
I was just going to ask that. Like, aren't we on Spotify?
Yeah, we're on Spotify now.
How did that happen?
Ryan probably filled out a form.
I clicked the button that said submit to Spotify.
What?
Yeah. Shooting the Breeze has been on Spotify forever.
What?
By the way, if you guys want to hear more Gio, check out Shooting the Breeze podcast.
Yeah.
Shameless plug.
Great. Okay, guys. So, I don't have a ton prepared tonight.
Of course.
But, okay. Is that really how we have to
I just, like, look, you say it like it's a surprise. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're like, look, guys.
Hey, last episodes I've had plenty
you
of
have,
content.
You have. I just, look, man, I just like getting your goat.
Okay. All right. Well, you got it.
I know.
Right, so can you give it back?
Yeah. That's the thing about goats. Once they get got, they're gone.
All right, it's...
Oh, please don't put LaCroix. He spilled LaCroix all over your monitor.
I'm sorry,
can you stop? Okay.
This is destruction, Gio. Yeah. Like, the last 4 weeks, just destroy everything.
New rule in the man room. No liquids allowed for Gio.
I'm sorry I tried to pour my LaCroix into your Bud Light.
It would have made the LaCroix taste better.
Oh.
Like, pouring less of your LaCroix out of your can, or more of your LaCroix out, would make it taste
I didn't realize it was so full that, like, even, like, 1 degree of tilt would spill.
Okay, so it's, look, Halloween's over.
Yeah.
But we have to talk about Halloween, right?
I mean, do we?
Look, give this the old pause.
What?
Give this a pause.
Pausing now.
He's holding his breath.
Okay, we're back recording after the pause. I don't know what we were saying, but we needed a pause there.
Yeah, we just had a quick... Yeah. We had an epiphany, and we decided to...
Okay, so we're talking Halloween. So before we bring in a Halloween expert...
Yes. I mean, last year we had a whole spooktacular.
We did.
This year...
Well, yeah, this year...
You know, things happened.
Timing didn't work.
We were talking about me throwing LaCroix like it was...
Right, but did you guys do anything cool for Halloween?
I went to a friend's house. He decked his house out. Alaska Jack, he decked his house out, man. It was like pretty scary too. Like, he had gravestones and fog and green light and chains and really good music playing. It was really fun. So we went over to his house, checked it out, hung out with him. We had he has a pretty good whiskey collection, so we had some whiskey and passed out trick or treating
nice
stuff, and it was really cool. It was fun.
I hosted karaoke in a bar. Just a bunch of dressed up drunk people singing songs.
Got it. All right, well, I took this little turd out trick-or-treating. Here she is, our expert on Halloween, Brooklyn.
Hi, my name is Brooklyn. If you have watched all the Man Room Radios, I've been in one of these, a few of these.
Hang on. Before you, just let us ask you normal questions, all right? This is informal, all right? We'll ask you questions in a second, okay? But first, we've got some other questions. So, what do we do for Halloween?
We went to Olivia's house and we trick-or-treated.
Okay, who is Olivia?
She is, someone in my school, and her mom is friends with my mom.
Got it. So, where did we go trick-or-treating?
In her neighborhood.
Got it. Well, if you had to compare her neighborhood to Oak Hill, what would you say?
Like, her neighborhood.
Her neighborhood? Really? You don't think Oak Hill's a great place?
Bleh.
Yeah. Bleh. So this year, I had a talk with Brooke about Halloween, because we've been going to Oak Hill for years.
Oh, okay. Like, you right? just go drive over there.
Because that's where I went when I was a kid, and when I was a kid, Oak Hill was awesome.
It was the spot.
Yeah. Like, Kingston was the street.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And that place is, like, popping all the time, right? Yeah. Well, past, like, 2 to 3 years, it is dead. Especially, like, two years ago is when we really noticed. It's dead.
People have their lights off. No one's getting into it.
It's like every 5 houses, the lights are on and you get candy. I'm not exaggerating either. It's really bad. Right, Brooke?
Yeah.
And so, this last year, I fought it. I didn't want to go there, but Shannon has friends there.
Sure.
That she wanted to trick-or-treat with her friends. And I'm like, no, this place is lame. But she still wanted to go with her friends. So then what I did this year, I talked with Brooke. And I said, look, you only got like 6 more good Halloweens in you. Right? At some point, you stop trick-or-treating. And yeah, so,
you got to hang up the old rucksack, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And so what do you want to do? Do you want to keep going to Oak Hill, or do we want to go to a new place?
I said a new place, and I drew a paper with Oak Hill and crossed it off and did a bunch of X's on it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she wrote a letter.
No, literally, I did.
Yeah. That was her idea, too. By the way, she wrote a letter to her mom.
Oak Hill. So where'd you guys go?
I have no idea the name of the place. It's over by, like...
like, 1 Street.
Nope.
Okay, over by what?
Del Dios Highway kind of area.
Uh-huh.
Like, and Albertsons and Home Depot over there.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
There's a neighborhood up in there. Killer.
Interesting. Okay. Oh, like, Citricado? Did you try... So, whatever, we'll do this later.
Mm-hmm. So, anyways...
Up there.
So, they had, like... It was, like, 3 streets. It was like, you go to the end of this 1 street, then it goes up a hill, and then it goes down another street. And that's it. And it really wasn't that much. It was maybe like 3 blocks, but it was like every single house, lights on, decorations. Some houses had like movies playing.
Yeah. 2 of the houses did. The house we were at and another house that was playing Charlie Brown. One of them even had scariest hallway, and it really was just a bunch of signs. Like, one said... chores, one said...
That's scary.
There are ghosts with, like, little things on them that aren't even scary. I'm exaggerating.
That's cool.
So this is the new spot.
That's cool. So you guys found a new spot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now, what were your questions? We had some questions for you.
I wanted a first-hand account from someone who was out on the field. What was the scariest costume you saw?
So there was the skeleton, and it had bones right there, and then he...
Where's right there?
On his chest?
On his chest, yeah. And he had a little squeeze thing that he could squeeze and red would come out like it's blood.
Down his chest?
On the bones?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So that was the scariest costume you saw?
Yeah.
Nice. How about most creative costume you saw?
Most creative was Camila. She's in 3rd grade. And she made a box and said X-ray on it and wrote her skeleton, her ribs. And then she put the box on her. With armholes, a head hole, and leg holes.
Oh, so it was like a little X-ray box.
Yeah.
That's cool. That is creative. Nice. And, okay, so you were out there. What was the best piece of candy you got? What was your favorite?
Kit Kat.
You got 1 Kit Kat? Did anyone give you, like, a big king-size one, or did you get any unique things?
Because
I heard... I'll tell you once you're done. Nothing crazy, just regular
candy? Was
it like
a regular Kit Kat? Or like a dark chocolate Kit Kat? Or a white chick Kit Kat?
It was just a regular Kit Kat.
Orange Kit Kat?
And I only got like 1 or 2 other ones with just two bars. A bunch of them were just 1 pack.
Got it.
Can I give you a high five for the Kit Kat though? That's what I'm talking about.
Kit Kats, of course.
Yeah. Wait,
the best candy was a Hershey's.
Oh, nice.
There was only like 2 houses that gave out 1 little Hershey.
Oh, those are so good.
Now, Brooke, you want to explain to your uncles here how the tax system works in our house?
Every Halloween, I have to give my dad, what are they called? I forgot what they're called.
Well, it depends on the candy that I choose for the year.
Oh,
really?
So, yeah, this year, traditionally it's been Reese's.
Yeah.
But this year I've been going for the peanut M&Ms.
Oh.
Hmm. Yeah, and I ate his M&Ms and now he's going to work out the taxes.
Yeah, so basically she ate 1 of my bags of peanut M&Ms and another one she opened and dumped it into the bucket, which might as well be throwing it away.
Tricky.
So you're going to pay with 2 pieces of candy. I just haven't decided which ones you're going to pay with yet.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. The tax man wants his money, okay?
Candy.
You're not the tax man. You're my dad, okay?
It's inevitable.
Yeah, I'm the tax man of this house, all right?
Death and taxes. Skeletons.
Well, thank you for being our resident Halloween expert, Brooklyn. Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you. We appreciate all your
feedback.
You're welcome.
And it was great hearing about it.
Now get out of here. Go to bed. Or go get ready for bed, and then go to bed.
You got a shower and stuff, your mom said.
Yep.
Good night. Okay. See you in a while on Man Room Radio.
Yeah.
Man Room Radio.
That's a good pitch.
Not She's... next time, but like maybe in a while.
In a while.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was, there you have it.
Yep. Now you know everything about Halloween. Also, a question I had.
What?
What is something that's like people are supposed to be scared of, but it's really not that scary?
Clowns.
Skeletons.
Yes, I'm with you on skeletons.
Yeah, I mean, they're just bones. Everybody's got a
supposed to be scared of. Okay, yeah. Clowns, no, you're not supposed to be scared of. I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
A Frankenstein?
That's what I thought of, too. Yeah, like, he's really not that scary.
I think over the years, it's been, like, made out to be kind of like big, dumb, ogre, oafish thing. But it's like, when you think about the origination of Frankenstein, it's like pieces of other people's bodies stitched together, brought back to life. Like, that is pretty...
That could be scary.
That could be scary. But now it's like a green with bolts like in the head. Like it, there was a show with like a Frankenstein
character. Monsters.
That I think made Frankenstein friendly.
Yeah.
And so that made it not as scary.
I feel like mummies.
Yep, same. Which is literally mummies might as well, they're just zombies.
Well,
they're zombies with like clothes on.
Well, mummies just—they aren't animated. They're just dead guys. They've just been.
Yeah, but like the Halloween mummy, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just a zombie. But like real life mummies, everybody's afraid of them, but it's like they're not scary. That's just how they buried royalty back then.
Did you guys pass out candy, Levi?
No, we don't get trick-or-treaters here.
Oh, you just don't. Okay, I see. It's not like you don't pass it out. It's like there's just.
Last year, we bought an entire bucket of candy.
No one came.
Put it out and said, "Take what you want." We wrote a sign that said, "Take what you want." Not a single piece of candy was taken.
Oh my gosh.
Uh-huh. Yep.
That's crazy.
Just think if like one kid, like. What if one kid was like, you know what? I'm going to go to the neighborhood nobody goes to, you know?
Yeah.
And he came over here. He'd hit the jackpot.
What you want. Yeah, he gets a whole bet.
Well, what's crazy about that is, like, people who live in, like, these neighborhoods, you take your kids elsewhere, right?
Yeah.
But what's crazy is to think about the people that live in the neighborhoods that, like, that don't have kids, but their neighborhood happens to be the one that all the kids go to.
Uh-huh.
Like, Oak Hill or this new one. And they have to buy, like, enough candy for over 300 kids.
That's not hard, dude.
It's not cheap, though.
It's not cheap. Fine. Like, fine, it's cheap. It's not just the fact of buying candy. It's like you literally are at your door all night.
Yeah, but you hang out, drink some beers.
Yeah, like, it's fun. Like, I had a good time at Jack's place on Halloween. And, like, he doesn't have, like, kids he sends out trick-or-treat or anything. But he decked his house out, and it was fun. Like, he wore these crazy contacts that were all white, and all that was left was the pupil.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, handed the candy out, and people would be whatever, like, trick-or-treat. And then he'd look at them, and they'd be like, "Whoa!" and like run away. So it was pretty cool.
That is cool.
Your cousin Tony Baloney, he just moved down the street from me.
Yep.
He put like a little fire pit out in his driveway, and then he sat out there with his dog and his wife, and for the trick or treaters that walked by, he was just hanging out in his driveway.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I handed out.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Called me. He's like, "Hey, you want to come over and have a beer?" I was like, "I wish I could have," but
yeah, nice.
That was a cool idea.
That's pretty popular, the driveway bonfire candy pass out.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, like you just make an event out of it and it's fun. And
a hangout sesh.
Yeah, I'm down. I've always wanted to like make a haunted house at my house, but it's like a lot of work for nothing.
Yeah, what do you get? Well, unless you make people pay money.
Well, you just make people get scared. What's interesting is like if you go to like a neighborhood where all the neighbors light up their lights. Have you guys been to Candy Cane Lane in Carmel Valley?
Yes.
Okay. There's, like, people making serious bank off that. Like, the hot chocolate people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. They're selling hot chocolate in their driveway for, like, a dollar each. They're getting the fat pack at Costco, and they got their kids just making hot cocoa all night.
Uh-huh.
It's, like, every night they're selling at least, like, 40 hot cocos. So, like, Halloween, if you deck your house out, there's no, like, people don't donate. Like, oh, thanks for decorating your house. But if you do, like, a crazy light show and put, like, a donations accepted, you're more like, it's just, like, the difference in the holidays, right? So, just an observation. Yeah. It's really not going anywhere with it. Just pretty interesting.
You know, at Candy Cane Lane, there's always that one bastard who doesn't have lights up.
Wait, we're talking about a different place.
Are we?
Yes. The one I'm talking about is called Christmas Card Lane.
Yeah, it's the same place.
They have like big cardboard cutouts, everybody? Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah, then. Yeah, there's always like one or two people who like are just like, you know what? I can't keep up, so I'm just out.
Yeah. You know what? You don't deserve to live in that neighborhood.
It's like part of it, right?
Yeah, that's part. Yes,
I think it's like part of the HOA.
It should be.
Yeah,
you're buying into that. You're buying into that.
Yeah, like you want to live in this nice neighborhood, get yourself a goddamn cardboard cutout of the Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
Spotlight.
Put some lights on it. Put it on your goddamn driveway.
It's a one-time expense for those people. Like, I mean, you're always the same house. You just pick what you want to be.
A lot of them change it every year, though.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It changes all the
time. What would you be? Okay, here. Dude, great bit. We all just bought a house in Christmas Card Lane.
Okay. All right.
Wait, should we save this for a Christmas episode?
No, it's right now. This is... There's no better time.
It's organic. Okay.
I would be the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But what if someone else is already doing that? Would you double up?
Okay, well,
maybe.
Go ahead, I'll let you live your
Fantasy. Yeah, I don't know. I think I would just do, like, the Nightmare Before Christmas and then just leave my Halloween decorations up until, like, Valentine's Day.
Got it.
So, but like, if they're Jack Skellington, you could do, like, Oogie Boogie.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't do the exact same thing, but, like, there could be two Nightmare Before Christmases. There sometimes are.
That's why I'm asking. Yeah. Are you, like, same guy?
No. Dude. But same theme's okay. What would you be, Joe?
I just thought it was really funny. I haven't seen these movies, so I don't know how I'd even do it. But what if you did that Die Hard house?
That would be awesome.
You got like Bruce Willis crashing a car like off your roof, cut out. Like
that is the most brilliant idea I've ever heard.
We could have the Home Alone house, and it's just they don't decorate the outside; they decorate the inside. With
like
all the showers.
That's a really good idea. I like that, and I like that it's like a creative. Like, kind of got to be witty to figure it out. Yeah,
and they've seen it, and just they're on a train track. Just going
I'd do something from a video game. I think.
Yeah,
like Kingdom Hearts or something. I don't know.
I feel like we do like AC/DC.
Like a rock, Christmas rock.
Yeah, I found like a Christmas band, like a band, and just put cutouts and put a beanie on them. I don't know.
Oh, that's a good idea. The Christmas
or not hat. A beanie, like a Santa hat.
And then just blast Rocking Around the Christmas Tree super loud.
Or Hell's Bells.
Yeah. Just Mannheim Steamroller all the time.
But I wish that like a block, like even a cul-de-sac, just did the Halloween like that, where everyone got into it. Every house was scary.
Okay.
Like making it around the cul-de-sac was like an accomplishment.
So the place we went was close-ish.
Really?
It wasn't every house, but maybe every, like,
Was that houses. Where the Jurassic Park house was with the half Jeep?
I don't know.
I've seen, like, multiple posts and, like, people talk about it.
There's one house with a sword in the stone.
Oh, that's cool.
And, like, I'm not kidding. So, kids would go up, and some could pull the sword, and some couldn't.
How did it happen?
I don't know. I didn't see it close enough. It was such a big attraction. And the kids who pulled the sword got a reward and, like, a necklace.
Oh, that's so right up, like, any fantasy player's alley. Like, the inner kid in me is like, I would have waited in line for that.
Yeah, Jace tried twice.
Oh, nice.
Like, it was like...
Did part of you want to try? Be
yes.
honest.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I wanted the necklace. It had a dragon. But, like, this place was cool because there were, like, three or four houses where you could stop and wait. Because there was some attraction going on at the house.
Oh, that's cool.
For parents, it makes it better, right? Because it's like... Your kids are entertained. It's not like, are we done yet? And you're entertained. Gives you a break.
And we were hanging out with one of the people who's had one of the stop houses. And so there's like booze inside.
Oh, that's it. Oh, stops like you went in their house?
Yeah.
Oh,
no, well, no, not all of them. Just the one we were at. Because they were our friends, right? Okay. But their house has like, you sit down and watch Nightmare Before Christmas. So their house was like a pit stop on one of the corners. It was great. Okay, that's all the time we have.
Oh, we're done with the show.
Yes.
Well, that was our Halloween spooktacular, we forgot, so we added an edition.
Yeah, it's Halloween spooktacular 2.
Off the cuff.
Wait, Halloween debrief.
Halloween debrief.
That was our Halloween debrief.
Okay. Hey, before we end, what's one thing that needs to get pulled out?
Also, response. Last episode, Gio said that if anybody responded positively that they enjoyed this bit, that we could continue to do it and he wouldn't bitch anymore. And thank you.
This bit is so good.
Thank you, SB Gaming. Via email. He hit us up at Gmail.
I couldn't hear you over the squeaking of your chair.
He hit us up at Gmail.
Who it was.
Oh, SB Gaming.
Got it.
Yeah. Right, so can you please tell me one thing that needs to get pulled out?
Frozen meat.
It does need to get pulled out. That's perfect. Accurate. All right, Gio, take us home.
Hey, at Facebook, you can find us. At Man Room Radio. Send us a comment, question. We're getting some great feedback from you guys for content. We're going to respond to a lot of it in the next episode, I think. So keep on bringing it on. And you can shoot us an email at manroomradio@gmail.com. We respond to more intimate answers through there. So feel free to, you know, tell us whatever you want. And other than that, we'll catch you next time. Hope you had a happy Halloween. Thank you.